It's been a long morning. Challenging morning. But I believe it was a productive morning. A meaningful morning. There was a chevra of us that were walking down the mountain last night. Just before the chaburas. Before Maariv. It was the last few moments of the sunset. And something I can only describe as miraculous happened in that moment. The sunset was atypical from one of the beautiful Beit Meir sunsets. Every night, we're blessed to have beautiful colors all around this mountain. But last night, there was something different. There was a chevra with me, two of my children, maybe 15 or 20 people. And the shape was not one of a sun. It started to change. There were right angles. And it looked very clearly, and I'm saying this without a far-fetched imagination, it looked like the Beis HaMikdash was flying towards Yerushalayim. For the people that were there, you understand what we're talking about. We got excited for a minute. We really believed. We know, we say in Hanimamu every day, we're supposed to believe. Mashiach is coming today. But do we really? I could say in that moment, that chevra was looking, it was not a sun, it was right angles, and there were the edges that looked very similar to those pictures that we see, perhaps even on the wall of our dining room house. It looked like the Beis HaMikdash was coming this way. It lasted 8 or 9 seconds, and then the sun finished setting. There was a real hope. There was a real excitement. Until that moment, we were coming down for Tisha B'Av. In that moment, we were ready to start wishing people a good Yom Tov. There's a big power in time, in recognizing the time that we spend and how we spend it. The bracha that was referenced at the very beginning, so beautifully by Rabbi Greijauer, we say every day, three times a day, L'shuascha kibinu kol hayom. If you have a sitter in front of you, especially if it's yours, I recommend turning to the page where Mincha is going to be this afternoon. Shmona Esra of Mincha, and find that bracha. If it's yours and you have a pencil, underline those words. Shuascha kivinu kol hayom. That we hope for the redemption all day long. I can't tell you that I do all day long. I'd like to. But I can tell you yesterday afternoon, it was real. Yesterday afternoon, it was real. If we contrast that with the time that we're supposed to be spending doing awesome things, looking at our sitter, but if we were to grab our phone and open up, we all have these apps that tell us how long we've been on different apps. It's jarring. This isn't supposed to be a big Moser Shmuz right now. But to every once in a while, maybe even right now, open that up, that app up, and see how many hours a day we're on certain apps versus how many times a day we're involved in Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. And is there a way to tip the scales a little bit from one direction to the other to raise the percentage of minutes spent being involved in things holy? This kina, the final kina that we're about to say, Rabbi Tzion, we're reminded of the unbreakable spirit that has defined our people throughout history. This kina encapsulates the deep emotions of loss and longing, drawing from the tragedy and resilience embedded in our collective holy identity. It serves as a poignant reminder of the challenges faced by our ancestors and the enduring strength that has allowed us to overcome adversity time and time again. As Jews and Kal Vachomer, as members of the NCSY Kolo family, we carry the torch of our heritage, and it's our responsibility to uphold the values, traditions, and achdus that have sustained us for generations. Amidst the sadness of Eli Tzion, we cannot ignore the pain that often accompanies the process in life, and for sure, with understanding, observance, and connecting with our heritage and our Holy Torah. Part of Chorban is the massive challenge of grappling with questions of Emunah, questions of Hashkafa, and finding meaning in our world today. The weight of history and the responsibility of carrying forward the holy legacy of our ancestors can sometimes feel overwhelming. Yet it is precisely in confronting this pain and acknowledging its presence that we find an opportunity for growth and transformation, an opportunity to rebuild. Like a delicate thread, we can build a tapestry. We can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Lubavitcher Rebbe commented on this kina, that it is not a historical account of what was and what was destroyed. But it's a living reality, capturing the essence of the Jewish journey throughout the ages. The Rebbe urged us all to continue to recognize the pain in the world and to understand that it's the final stage before Mashiach. There are challenges. There's a refrain that keeps repeating in this kina about the pains of childbirth. And we can recognize that through the pain, there's a hope. There's a hope that, please God, there'll be something exciting, something extraordinary, filled with love at the end. Many Yom Tovim have a Chatzah Shel Mitzvah. Sukkot is a Sukkah, Lulav and Esrog, Hanukkah as a menorah, Rosh Hashanah as a shofar. So what is the Chatzah Shel Mitzvah for Tisha B'Av? There isn't necessarily a thing. So there are those who suggest the Chatzah Shel Mitzvah of Tisha B'Av is our tears. To be able to find tears, it's not easy. It's not easy to do. But here we are, the final kina that we're about to sing together, and recognizing, as the Mishnah teaches us, everything follows the chasima. This last piece, there's a power in the transition from sitting on the floor to moving up. There's more hope, as is suggested in this kina, there's more hope in the reality of the time that we're in right now. So if we can dig deep now, focus on that hope, use the shoulders upon the giants of whom we stand to recognize the greatness that they built. That our job is not to build the Beis HaMikdash irrespective of previous generations. As the Sfasemis and others will ask, how could it be? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to get in. Rashi couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh could not bring the Beis HaMikdash. How could I do it? It's not that one of them lived in a generation to the exclusion of the rest of us, but we are all links in the same chain. First the foundation was built, and then the pillars, and then next piece, the walls, etc., etc. And now all we need to do is polish the door handle, straighten a couple pictures, and open the door for, please God, what will be an incredible celebration this afternoon together as we can march to the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. And the rest of the polystyrene.